I can tell he's really getting into the spirit of this. The barmaid sashays up to me and winks. Hiya, cute thing. 1. Want to buy a drink? 2. Want to ask questions about the town and its surroundings? 3. Want to talk about anything else? I sigh. Gimme 1. Okay. 1. Goodbye, big boy. 2. Anything else? 1. Get me my beer, then piss off. One of these days I'll get around to wiring a real conversational bot into the non-player characters, but right now they're still a bit... There's a huge sound from the back room, sort of a creaking, graunching noise. I blink and look round, startled. After a moment, I realize it's the sound of 250,000 experience points landing on a... Pinky, what exactly did you up-level Grondor the Red to? Level 15 courtesan. LOL! Exclamation mark. Oh, great, I mutter. I'll swear that's not a real character class. A fat manila envelope appears on the bar in front of me. It's Grondor's contract, and from the small print it looks like I've hired myself a 15th level half-orc rent boy for muscle, which is annoying because I only get one hench thug per game. One of these days your sense of humour is going to get me into really deep trouble, Pinky, I say, as Grondor flounces across the rough wooden floor towards me, a vision of ruffles, bows, pink satin, and upcurved tusks. He's clutching a violet club in one gnarly red-nailed hand, and he seems to be annoyed about something. After a brief and uncomfortable interlude that involves running on the walls and ceiling, I manage to calm Grondor down, but by then half the denizens of the tavern are broken and bleeding.
Grondor pissed,
he lisps at me.
But Grondor still kicks ass. Who the earth you wanting kicked?
The Wicked Witch of the West. You up for it? He blows me a kiss. LOL. ROFL. Whoops the peanut gallery. Okay, let's go. Numerous alarums, excursions, and open-palm five-punch death attacks later, we arrive at Castle Storm. Sitting out in front of the cruel-looking portcullis, topped by the dismembered bodies of the sorceress's enemies and not a few of her friends, I open up the laptop. A miniature thundercloud hovers overhead, raining on the turrets and bouncing lightning bolts off the currently inanimate gargoyles. Connect me to Lady Storm's boudoir mirror, I say. I try to make it come out as an inscrutable monkish mutter rather than intoning, but it doesn't work properly.
Hello, who is this?
I see her face peering out of the depths of my screen, like an unholy cross between Cruella de Vil and Margaret Thatcher. She's not wearing makeup and half her hair's in curlers. That's odd, I think.
This is the management, I intone. We have been notified that contrary to statutory regulations issued by the Council of Guilds of Stormville, you are running an unauthorized boarding house, to wit, you are providing accommodation for mendicant journeymen. Normally we'd let you off with a warning and a 50 gold piece fine, but in this particular case...
I'm readying the amulet of teleportation, but she seems to be able to anticipate events, which is just plain wrong for a non-player character following a script.
Accommodate this,
she hisses, and cuts the connection dead. There's a hammering rumbling sound overhead. I glance up, then take to my heels as I wrap my arms about my head. She's animated the gargoyles, and they're taking wing, but they're still made of stone. And stone isn't known for its lighter-than-air qualities. The crashing thunder goes on for quite some time, and the dust makes my eyes sting. But after a while, all that remains is the mournful honking of the one surviving gargoyle, which learnt to fly on its way down, and is now circling the battlements overhead. And now, it's my turn.
Right. Grondor, open that door.
Grondor snarls, then flounces forwards and whacks the portcullis with his double-headed war axe. The physics model in here is distinctly imaginative. You shouldn't be able to reduce a cast-iron grating into a pile of wooden kindling, but I'm not complaining. Through the portcullis we charge, into the bowels of Castle Storm, and, I hope, in time to rescue Pete.